Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PSP Projects Q4 FY22 conference call hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Please note that a copy of our disclosure is available on the investor section of our websites as well as the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. With that, I would like to hand over the floor to our MD, Mr. Prahlad Patel, for opening remarks. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, moderator. Good evening to all analysts and investors who have logged on to our earnings call. To begin with, I would like to summarize the macroeconomic situation of India. Indian economy appears to have got back to normal again beginning 2022-23 after an unfortunate effect of COVID-19, which directly or indirectly consumed nearly almost 2 years of 2021 and 2022. India's policymakers are now faced with the task of nursing the economy so as to accelerate growth while restoring fiscal consolidation. For this purpose, it is appropriate to start with the Union Government's 2022-23 budget. We believe the Union Budget was very supportive of the long-term growth of the infrastructure sector in India, though its focus on urban infrastructure and the digital economy. The budget has focused on high-impact areas and accelerating the capital expenditure cycle by providing for sharp increase in CapEx outlay by 35.4%, which is likely to strongly augment infrastructure spend. In May 2022, in an attempt to improve the domestic steel availability and rein the steel prices, the Union Government imposed a 15% export duty on range of finished steel products, which is accounted for almost 95% of Indian overall finished steel exports in FY21 and FY22. Following the Russia-Ukraine war, global and domestic steel prices has risen sharply amid rising energy prices leading to global inflation. Export duty on steel is likely to result in a higher domestic supply, thereby exerting the downward pressure on the prices of steel. Now, I would like to highlight the key developments that took place in the company during the quarter and the full year. As you may be aware, the presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchange at our website. Hope you had a chance to take a quick look on the numbers. As usual, instead of going through the entire presentation, I will walk through the key highlights of the quarter. We are very happy to announce that PSP Projects Limited has recorded highest ever order book till date of 4,324 crore. On the financial side, FY22 has been the best performing year with revenue growth of 41%, recording a higher ever revenue of rupees 1,749 crore. EBITDA grew by 90% during FY22 at rupees 257 crore. EBITDA margin of 15% on full year basis. On project side, one of the big achievements during the year was successfully executing Kashi Vishwanath Dham, which is inaugurated by our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji in December 2021, one of the most challenging projects which he finished in record time of 20 months. During the year, we successfully completed 17 projects. All the projects are completed in time. Total projects completed till date totals 283 projects at the company level. Few of the noted projects for this year are Noodle Factory project in Gujarat of $350 billion multinational company Nestlé. Sports complex of Ahmedabad University. Construction of secondary project at Karnataka. Hospital project in Udaipur, Rajasthan. Interior fit-out of 300 rooms at Leela Hotel, Gandhinagar. Zydus Hospital at Baroda. Oda Library at Ahmedabad. As on 31st March 2022, the government residential and government projects comprises of 68% out of all the business verticals. As on date, we have 43 ongoing projects, of which 37% is based in Gujarat, 45% is based in UP, 17% in Maharashtra. In our portfolio, EPC and turnkey projects comprises almost 92% and civil projects are about 8%. EPC projects include planning, designing, construction and post-construction activities that are operated horizons of growth for our company since the past few years. During the year, the order inflows stood at rupees 1,802 crore as compared to 2,441 crore during FY21. The degrowth in the order inflow in FY22 is largely because of the delay in awarding of the many projects and also because we have been selective in the opportunities that we are targeting for FY23. Please note that quarter 1 FY23 we already have an order addition of the extent of rupees 500 crore which we have already announced. The major projects awarded during the year are Sports Complex of Ahmedabad, which is 503.56 crore, Ashler and Mittal Steel Plant worth Rs. 256 crore at Hazira, a repeat order from MRF Group. Affordable housing projects in UP worth 238 crore and E&M worth for Gujarat Metro at Surat. During the year, the key government projects awarded are as below. New Sports Complex of 503 crore, Government Residential UP Rs. 238 crore, and E&M works for Gujarat Metro at Surat. Precast order inflow during the year was at Rs. 59 crore from infrastructure, residential and industrial projects, out of which 44 crore is the outstanding order book. Bid pipeline, going forward, we have a bid pipeline of approximately 4,500 crore, of which 52% is from private projects and around 51 projects from the state of Gujarat. Update about Surat Diamond Boost, yes, almost the project is in the phase of handover. We have already handed over the towers, we have already handed over the spine. Probably the most of the building part is and the NEP body will be handed over by this month end. And rest of the few activities which is related to infrastructure can be completed by 15th of June. So we are in the at the verge of completion of Surat Diamond Boost. An update on UP Medical College and Hospital. There are 7 projects in all total. All projects mobilized and started. All projects are moving smoothly. We have a 2 slow-moving projects, stuck project that is Bhiwandi and Bandarpur, which together contribute to 17% of our total order books. Rest of all projects are fully mobilized. Regarding Bhiwandi project, we are in the discussion with Bhiwandi and Nizampur Municipal Corporation about revival of the project with an escalated project cost of Rs. 1,050 crores. We are hopeful about the fruitful outcome of the discussion and revival of the project in near future. Pandharpur, with this, Pandharpur also the project is at standstill. They are not able to pay us the amount till now. So they are still struggling for getting the members. So we are hoping that there can be a reason that we may have to go for legal. But as of now, we are still discussing with the Pandharpur Municipal Corporation. With this, I conclude my remarks and now I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Hetal Patel to take us through the financial. And one more request, as I have some committed meeting at 5:45, so I will be leaving the meeting by 5:45. So I would request all the analysts, anybody wanted to talk to me, should question me before 5:45. 4:45, sorry.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. The financial performance during the quarter and year ended March 2022 is as below. Quarter 4 FY22 versus Quarter 4 FY21. Revenue from operations for the quarter is at Rs. 555 crores versus Rs. 501 crores in Quarter 4 FY21, which is higher by 11% on YOY basis. EBITDA for the quarter is at Rs. 88 crores. Versus Rs. 62 crores in quarter 4 FY21, which is higher by 42% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin is at 15.87% versus 12.39% in quarter 4 FY21. Net profit for the quarter is at Rs. 52 crores versus Rs. 41 crores in quarter 4 FY21, which is higher by 28% on YOY basis. PAT margin is at 9.36 versus 8.1% in quarter 4 FY21. Key highlight for FY22. Revenue from operations for the year was 1,749 crores, which is higher by 41% compared to previous year. EBITDA for the year was Rs. 257 crores, which is higher by 90%. Net profit for the year was Rs. 161 crores, which is higher by 99%. EBITDA margin for the year was at 14.67%, versus 10.86% in FY21. PAT margin at 9.1% versus 6.4% in FY21. The revenue generated from Surat Diamond Boats project was rupees 146 crore during quarter 4 FY22. Cumulative revenue till March 31st, 2022 is rupees 1,803 crore out of total revised order value of 1,850 crore. UP project revenue during the quarter was 85 crore and revenue booked till March 22 is 149 crore. Revenue from precast facility was 15 crore during the quarter. Regarding Bhiwandi project, we have made provision for total expenses incurred of 9.64 crore during the year. The same is included in other expenses. There is no significant change in revenue for the year on consolidated basis. If we look at the balance sheet numbers, the increase in property, plant and equipment is mainly due to precast factory installation and commissioning during the year. Total capital expenditure towards precast is 110 crores. Capital WIP of previous year has been capitalized during the year, which was mainly towards precast factory. Decrease in non-current investment and non-current loan is mainly attributable to investment in US entity, that is 6.69 lakhs, and repayment of outstanding loan of 26 crores by this entity. Increase in non-current other financial asset is mainly attributable to increase of rupees 114 crore in fixed deposits with maturity more than 12 months and increase of 14 crore in long-term retention money. Decrease in other non-current asset is due to reduction in capital advances compared to previous year. Increase in other current financial asset is mainly due to increase in amount due from customers by 22 crore as compared to previous year. Increase in other current asset is attributable to increase in advances to vendors by 58 crore. Non-current borrowing has increased as a result of disbursement of loan against precast machinery up to 25 crore, out of which current outstanding as on 31st March 22 is 20 crore. Increase in other current liability is due to increase in mobilization advance by 105 crore, which mainly consists of UP project advances. Would also like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on 31st March 22. Gross block of assets 342 crores. Amount due from customers, that is unbilled revenue 99 crores. Retention non-current 81 crores. Retention current 33 crores. Long-term borrowing 34 crores. Short-term borrowing 66 crores. Mobilization advance 137 crores. Working capital days based on annual numbers are as follows. Debtor days are 65. Creditor days are 54. Inventory days are 70 and total working capital days are 28. Out of total credit facility of 1047 crores, utilized limit is 549 crores, out of which 66 crore are fund-based utilization and 483 crores is non-fund-based utilization. As on 31st March 22, the company has total fixed deposits of 318 crores, out of which rupees 144 crores are of free deposit. FD worth rupees 168 crores are under lien with banks for credit facilities and FDs given to clients as security deposits amounts to rupees 6 crores. That concludes the update on the financials and we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two, and participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
First of all, congratulations on good set of number for the quarter and for the full year. The first question is on the guidance front. So revenue, EBITDA margin, order inflow, and the CapEx.
Hello.
Your guidance for this year for revenue, EBITDA margin, order inflow and CapEx.
See, everything will be in line with the same what we have been doing till now. So order inflow will be in the range of 20-25% growth from whatever inflows was there in this year. At the same time, revenue growth will be in the range of 20-25% plus within this range, as we have been doing since last 4-5 years. And as far as CapEx is concerned, no more further CapEx till the further orders, but on an average, we have been putting 3-4% CapEx every year, which will be within that range only. And as far as EBITDA is concerned, I always say it will be in the range of 11-12%, probably depend on quarter to quarter, on year on year, or on the verge of completion of the project, it may vary, but we assure you for 11-12%.
Okay, sir, on the margin, previously we were saying 12-13, so this year also we did 14.7%, so the recent increase in the commodity prices, that's the reason we are lowering the number, or this is on the conservative side, still we can manage 13-14%?
You can consider both way. It will be some pressure in the terms of rate rise also, and there can be some pressure in terms of completion of the project also. So the margin may vary depending on the situation, but now with the good news of the steel prices are going down, we are much happy that it will be within the expectation which the company has been doing. And I am trying to be a little bit conservative also. So keeping 11-12% is after that thought process only.
Okay. Secondly, sir, in terms of the bid pipeline, so correct me if I heard wrong, you said 4,500 crore. What's the number in the Gujarat and out of Gujarat, and if you can help in terms of the couple of projects out of that?
See, the bid pipeline, what we have told you is there are two projects on private sector, it is 52%, and on the government sector, it is 48% out of this 4,500 crore. And if you want from the state side, there are 22% project is from Delhi, and 51 project from Gujarat, and Tamil Nadu there is one project of 4%. So total into 4,250 crore, which we are bidding as on date.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the recent Central Vista, the project which is going to re-tender, enclave project. So are we eligible, and still in terms of our eligibility, have we got the SDB completion certificate? So now what's our eligibility, and are we going to participate there?
Yeah, we are going to participate, but the bid book which we have shown is on the Delhi side, is not for that project. But of course, you are right that the tender has been re-invited, and we are going to bid this time. And we have already received the certificate duly signed by the client, whatever format it was required. That certificate was available to us just before the end of that closure the last time. So we could not bid that time. So we were disqualified, but that certificate we received just after the closure of that tender one.
So now our eligibility is now 3,000 crore in terms of the standalone level?
No. As of now, we can say there won't be any problem as far as the project, the same project comes and the qualifying criteria remains the same. There won't be any problem.
Okay. Sir, lastly, on the UP college, sir, last time we said that we can see the 50 crore monthly run rate, but it has not reached. So what's the now status? So broadly, because that's the major main project. So Just trying to understand out of 1,350 odd crore, how much we can look in terms of the revenue for this year.
See, probably we are trying to, the targets with which we are going, that we would like to finish up the project by March 2023. So whatever revenue which has been left for the UP projects, our target and planning should be to complete the project by 23. But due to some reasons related to the excavation and foundations, there were one or two projects which were much more delayed because of the foundation data not as per the thought process which we had, and that took a little bit time, whether to go for pile foundation or whether to go for RAP foundation. Also, there were few decisions related to which we are going for RAP foundation, should we go for basement or not. So there were some changes in terms of design also. So for that, two projects could not give us that much revenue. But still, the performance was not little bit on lower side because of the work activity which is going on, which is more on a structure side. And the finishing stage has just been started and been approved from the client for related to floorings and other finishing material. Rest of the MEP material, the orders have been placed. So probably we will be able to generate more revenue this year.
Okay, okay. Lastly, Hetal ma'am,
Mr. Shah, I would request you that please return to the question queue because there are more people in line to ask the questions. Next question is from the line of Mr. Ravi Naredi with Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Pratap bhai, first big wala congratulations for completing Kashi Vishwanath Dham and SDB prestigious project in PSP company. Sir, you have mentioned order inflow 20 to 25% possible this year. So can you give 4324 crore order is as on 31st March or as on today?
That is on 31st March. 4324 is the orders on hand.
See, what we have declared is the outstanding order book is 4,340 for which we have to do for next 2 years. The question was, which was asked by Sravan, was the inflow of order for which we say, since we have received last year 1,800 crore, so we'll be having about 25%, you can say maybe more than 2,000 crore order inflow next year. This is what I mean to say by order inflow.
Okay. Okay, understand that. Sir, SDB is handover to their parties or is still some work is pending?
No. As far as office and towers are concerned, it has been handed over since last 25 days back. And we are just in the verge of finishing the spine part, which is connecting all the 9 towers, which will be concluding by end of this month. But the office is light in this tower. It has been given to them and most of the offices are under construction. And you must have seen the news also in the newspaper that 4,200 people are going to make a Ganpati Puja on 5th of June.
Okay, okay. Very nice, sir. Really wonderful. Sir, precast, how is going and when it will cross BP level?
See, precast, this is a new business. We are hoping too much on this precast, and now after seeing the plant and after attending one or two these seminars, now people are coming back to for inquiry related to precast. So presently we are having so many inquiries from Reliance side. There are few inquiries from other industries also, warehousing and all those types of structures. There are few inquiries of redevelopment in the city areas like commercial buildings. At the same time, the L&T order which we have been discussing for this infrastructure project of bullet train that is still on, probably this should be included in near future.
Okay, okay. Really, you are doing wonderful, Pratap bhai. Thank you very much again.
Thank you, Narek. Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Next question is from the line of Mr. Chintan Seth from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations and very good set of numbers. Sir, on on the subsidiary fund, we received 26 crore in the cash flow. There was an outflow of 8 crore in the first half, and the previous year closing was around 26 crore. So, and we did some provisioning last year. Has we reversed the provisioning this year, or is it still pending?
Yes, we have already reversed. It was mentioned in the last quarter's call itself that we made a provision of 2.14 crore last year. So that has already been reversed, and we have received the full amount. In totality, the loan is received back. And your question about the outflow of 8 crore, that was in, I think, earlier quarter we paid that. And again, that has been received back.
Okay, so now there is no option and no provisioning outstanding.
Yes, investment has also been nullified now.
Recovered, okay. And second was on the Pandharpur Bhiwandi provisioning of 9 odd crores, which we did this year. How much provisioning was happened in 4Q?
So your question again, for Bhiwandi, what do you want to answer? What is your question?
9 crore of provisioning we did for the cost we incurred over there. How much we have provided in fourth quarter?
That is around 3 crore. Up to March, this December quarter, we provided 6 crore. So now additional 3 crore were provided during quarter 4. And in totality, now that expenses has been provided.
Right, and it's really great to see the bid pipeline moving upward from 2,500 crore, 3,000 crore, a few quarters back to now 4,500 crore. You mentioned that we have received the completion certificate from SDB, right?
Yeah.
Which enabled us to bid for Central Vista. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Access Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my first question on the eligibility on the Central Vista. So you said now you'll be eligible for projects over 2,500 crores, standalone projects. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So sir, this 3,000 crore which you are targeting will happen only after the final completion of Surat project, or we are already through it now?
No, final completion certificate from Surat we have already received, and whatever value we did till that time, it was 1575. So based on 1575 crore certificate, the project will land at more than 1850. But the 1575 crore completion of the original order, we can bid for Central Vista, or we can qualify for those projects up to 2,000 crore.
Okay, now with this final 1850, you can bid for 2,500 crore also.
Up to 2,000 crore, and if we eventually get the final certificate of 1850, then we'll be able to bid for more than 2,000 crore.
2,500 crore, okay. So that when will we get final certificate?
Probably maximum by end of June.
Okay, so basically end of June we should be getting the eligibility. Sir, one more thing on the PNL side, we saw increase in employee cost in this quarter. So, assuming this should be the new run rate of employee cost, or we had some payments of bonuses or increment this quarter, sir?
See, actually, there is increment also included.
Sorry, how? What, ma'am?
Yeah, there is employees increment also included, and increase in managerial remuneration also is there.
So this this standard of 25 crore we should expect going forward, broadly per quarter?
Yes. This will be, going forward, it will be maintained.
And ma'am, on the, sir, on the Bhiwandi project, so last quarter, obviously, we were talking about ongoing litigation for the increase in the project cost because of the cost escalation land issue, and we had made the provision. We completely made a provision of 9.6 crore so far. So now, what next? Like, because still not moving, and you were talking about the legal resource, or we will not do the project and we'll come out of it. But still, we are in the project, both even Bhiwandi as well as Pandharpur. So, what can we assume going forward in these projects? Or it is just because our order backlog is not moving because of that reason, a large project. So, Any thought you have given to it?
Yeah, just a minute.
Wait for 1 minute.
Yeah, I have, I think sir have one urgent call he need to attend. Regarding Bhiwandi, it is whatever expenses we have incurred, so that we have provided, and there is one bank guarantee outstanding. So that is shown, that will be shown under contingent liability, and that amounts to around 6.73 crores. So other than that, we do not have any further liability for this project. Yeah, but as sir already mentioned that we are in the process of talks with Bhiwandi Municipal Corporation. So we'll see how that materializes.
The conclusion, ma'am. When can we see the ray of hope, a conclusion for this project? Because it's now almost more than 1.5 years now. So. Any
yeah, but see, it's a court matter. We have filed arbitration. So I think in next June there is a date. So there must be some conclusion on that date.
Okay, so arbitration date is in June. The
June, yes.
Arbitration, right? Okay, so
yeah, right.
Maybe next month we should get some conclusion.
Yeah, hopefully, let's see.
So if in the arbitration they will not increase the cost, if at all, then we will not go ahead with the project, right?
Yeah, of course. Because now, means doing with 600 crores of value, it will not like materialize in any profits, there will be losses.
And sir, and ma'am, on the Pandharpur side also, almost like we said last time, that there are two phases. The second phase is not picked up, but in the first phase, we were expecting some payments because there was some booking happening in Pandharpur. So then, now, that first phase has also received payments from the customer, or that first phase also still stuck?
No, that is still stuck. We have stopped work over there because we are asking around 17 crores of long overdue payments. So that need to be, at least partial amount has to be come in, and then we can restart the work. Till then, we will not be able to perform any further work in that project.
So that is a stuck project only, right, as of now?
Yeah, right. It is stuck.
Okay, ma'am. I think that is from my side, and thank you and all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankit Sonkia from Oculus Capital Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, sir, for the opportunity, and congrats on the great set of results.
Sir, thank you, sir.
Just want to understand, the majority of the infrastructure companies have been facing a lot of issues because of raw material price increases. But even in this year, we have been able to increase the margin substantially to 15%, and the last quarter was even more than that. So what is the reason for that? How we get affected by these material price increments, and how we have passed on these prices to the customers? I think the orders that we have are fixed price contracts. So how we were not get why we did not get affected by these sudden increase in the raw material? And the second question is, our next year guidance for EBITDA margin is 11 to 12% only, which is a huge decline from the current levels. So are we seeing increased competitive intensity on the new orders that we are getting, that we have received so far, and we are forcing in future? So what is the reason for this sudden decline in the EBITDA margin? Or is it only a conservative approach that we are basically taking here?
So there is one more reason for the main reason for getting our net profit up in this year, EBITDA up for this year. If you see the 17 projects and which we have completed, and the major project which we have completed is Noodle Factory at Gujarat, then Sports Complex at Ahmedabad, then the Dairy Project, then Surat Project, then Dadas Passport Baroda, and then Noda Rabbi Ahmedabad. Almost all these projects are private projects. So all those projects which are private, the most of the cement, steel and other materials are passed through. So we didn't face too much on that pressure side. Secondly, Surat Diamond Bush getting completed, and Bombay Stock Exchange Forum also project getting completed. There are a few issues related to the projects which was going on since last 1.5 years related to some part as an dispute of the items and all those things getting over. So some revenue of those type which we thought that this can be concluded, this cannot be concluded, has also been affected in this year's revenue. So keeping all these things in mind, this EBITDA margin has shoot up a little bit, 1.5%, you can say 2% higher than what we always say. And talking about future, why I'm saying decline, it is not a decline, but every time I usually say 11 and 12%, which always go plus or minus, plus 1%. So you can consider that we are a little bit conservative. At the same time, the projects which are not paying any price escalation in future, like UP project, may get affected also. So this is how we project our EBITDA margin for this year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mr. Keshav Garg from CCIPL. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, I wanted to congratulate you for great numbers. Sir, just wanted to understand that since past two quarters, we are doing over 50 crore profit after tax. And sir, so just wanted to understand whether going forward on a quarterly basis, we can maintain this quarterly run rate of over 50 crore profit after tax, or is it that the projects that we executed last year were high margin product, contracts, and going forward the projects that we'll execute, the margin would be lower, so hence this kind of profit after tax number might not be sustainable. Hello.
Hello. Are you hearing?
Yes, sir.
So it is not only about that guideline that there is a guideline to build the project, and then there is some risk on the project, like some of the projects are carrying price escalation, some of the projects are not carrying price escalation, some of the projects are, when it's a private sector, the project is cement seals and other finishing material has a base rate, so that the impact of rise in those materials is a pass-through. So it all depends on mix of the project, and it all depends on what type of activity will be going on each quarter. So now presently, if you say we have an almost 16 to 1800 crore project from UP, then the price escalation is not there, but the pressure of the cement and steel prices what we were having till now, but now since last one, after the declaration of cut-off in custom duty in steel, probably the steel rates are coming down, copper rates are going to come down substantially. So probably this year, if those things are not impacted much, we will still remain in that range.
And sir, lastly, wanted to understand, sir, in general, sir, what your approach is, sir, because many contracting companies have gone bankrupt or went into hard times, like Consolidated Construction Consortium and BL Kashyap, etc. So basically these companies, the client went bankrupt and they could not get their money back, so they fell into trouble. So what are we doing that in future we don't get stuck with some project wherein we put our own money to execute the project and then we don't get the money from the contracting party who has given us? So how can we save ourselves from this?
See, first of the foremost thing which you told is that is more about the discipline which we follow in terms of creditors and debtors. So that way we are very strict on managing the project, making the bills on time, client, managing the debtors payment on time. And once you are through with such types of things, and if your performance is good on the project side, I don't see any problem of not getting the payment from a client side on time. There may be out of 40 sites, you can have one or two sites, but it cannot be one major site. So that should not happen to a company who is good at performance. They are good, well disciplined and well organized in terms of making deals and getting the payments on time. What you are saying is can't be a standard practice in a construction company.
Okay. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, ma'am. Sir, Hetal ma'am, you said that this 25 crore employee cost, so out of that, how much is the extra increment and bonuses that and the managerial remuneration which has been part of this?
On annual basis, if you see, the incremental managerial remuneration is 8 crores. So that you need to take out. So accordingly, you can analyze.
So 8 crore out of 25 crore, 8 crore was the this time it has come, which was not last quarter. So last quarter it was 16 crore. So this time 8 crore was the extra. But this 8 crore will continue from the next quarter, or it will it is an annualized number?
No, it is annualized number. If you want to estimate the next year's employee cost, you can take the whole employee cost for the whole year.
Okay, okay, and not the 25 crore.
It will be in that range.
Okay, okay. Because in the previous reply, we understood that the 25 crore is a quarterly run rate. Employee cost will continue. So that's the just to clarify.
No, it will not like. You need to look at the annual number. So that will continue.
And secondly, Hetal ma'am, if you can repeat the 549 crore was the utilized fund and non-fund based limit, and out of that, the breakup, if you can repeat again.
Yeah, sure. See, total credit facility is 1047 crores, and out of that, utilized limit is 549 crores, and fund based utilization is 66 crores, and non-fund based is 483 crores, which totals 549 crores.
Okay, got it. And yes, sir, in terms of the UP project, you said that the escalation was not there in steel and cement. So just trying to understand, when we bid it, and if we take the today's steel and cement prices, how much is higher or versus what we bidded?
Yeah, it was almost 15 to 20% higher than what we did it. But that was a period when we worked for about 2 and a half months, then it was a peak. But when we started off, it was in the same range where we have bid it, we have quoted. So now presently, if the rates are going down, and if we can get to that level within 1 or 2 months, I think there won't be any much problem.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir, thank you for taking my question. One thing on the order backlog, can you share the fixed price contract share?
Out of this 4,200?
Yeah, the current order book 4,200.
I think mostly 50%, including the UP projects and B1D Pandharpur projects, those are fixed price contracts.
So it must be somewhere in the range of 60% almost. 60% will be an EPC contract.
And sir, coming back on the Q4 gross margin, which was almost 22% plus. So sir, what was the exception which we did in Q4, which is in high gross margin in the current rising cost and commodity cost environment? Was it because of the booking of completion of major project in Q4, which resulted in higher gross margin and some cost reversal? If I'm understanding
it. Yeah, it is both ways. As I already cleared, that most of the projects which we completed this year, they were mostly private projects. And some of the high-value projects like Bharat, BSC Forum, Kashi Vishwanath, and this Surat Diamond Pool, all being a trunky project, they were having some small dispute which got cleared before the completion. So that can also impact the revenue and thus impacting on the EBITDA.
So the normal run rate, the current commodity cost situation normalized going forward, probably from Q3 or Q2 or Q1, then we can expect EBITDA margin of around 13% if at all things normalize.
Yeah. If everything is normalized, we can expect 12 to 13%, 100%. There is no doubt about it.
And sir, on the bids, you highlighted, there are some 4,500 crore outstanding bids. So this Delhi bid, I'm assuming it is for Central Vista. But sir, any high-value project in this other than Central Vista?
Yes, there are two projects, one commercial project in Mumbai, there is one government residential project in Delhi, there is 1,000 crore, one medical college and hospital in Gujarat, which is 550 crore, one staff colony for an industry, which is in Gujarat, that is 450 crore, a museum project of 150 crore in Gujarat, and some industrial expansions of existing client in Sanand, that is 130 crore. So these are some large value project which is more than 152 plus. So that is apart from Central Vista, because Central Vista we have not yet included in the pipeline.
Okay, this 4,500 doesn't include Central Vista.
No.
So that Central Vista would be around 1,500 crore, right?
Yeah, it was 11172 when it came first and the standard was rejected. 1172.
Right, so basically this commercial project in Mumbai is more of a real estate one, right? For a private developer?
No, none of the project is from a private developer. I think only one project, that is 1,000 crore commercial project in Mumbai. Rest of all the projects are from government and private sector, private corporate.
Okay, so these projects would include cost escalation or not?
Yeah, some of the projects when it is government also, there is always an escalation through RBI index, but that depends on the technical terms and conditions from project to project.
Thank you, and sir, all the best for the new financial year. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Mr. Moderator, for me it is think, shall I go now, 4:45?
Sure, sir, not a problem. Due to time constraint, we are closing the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you everybody for participating in the earning call. We hope we have answered most of your queries. If you have missed out any of our questions, kindly reach out to our IR advisor, Eva E&Y, and we will get back to you offline. Wishing everyone a safe, remain safe. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.